Why is this so hard? This week, I wanted to talk a little bit about the concept of waste. We've already been dancing with it when we were in the kitchen, questioning what you keep, and understanding, sometimes with a twinge of pain, that to achieve our goals, it may mean letting go of something that's, quote, still good. The feelings can come up. The ones that are associated with waste can be regret, shame, and guilt. So, in order to avoid those feelings, we hold on to things that we don't need, want, or use. We've associated waste as a negative always, when in fact, getting rid of something may be a much bigger positive in our goals. It's important that when you get that pang of waste, you spend some time checking in with where it might come from and what the real problem you're wrestling with is. Regret can often be associated with money that was spent, right? You invested in something, whether for $1 or $1,000, and then you just didn't use it all. You may have this feeling of, I didn't get my money's worth. You may be feeling, I spent this money on this when I could have spent it on something more successful or even saved it. But many things we're keeping cost us. They cost us space, energy, and time spent looking for other things. It may have cost you to bring it into your life, but it may cost you more to keep it. Your real estate is your most valuable financial asset. Your sanity is your most valuable energy asset. When regret prevents you from protecting those assets, it's time to call it by name and look at the bigger gain. Maybe you're feeling some shame around a choice you made with your money, with your space, with your energy, which didn't pan out, and now you feel shame or are afraid you're being judged by others about that decision. This can be tough because it can actually generate a bigger commitment to something you know doesn't work for you, because you'd rather avoid that feeling related to the interpersonal connections. I learned from my strategy professor in my MBA program back in 1992, beware of the escalation of commitment to a failing course of action. That can be fierce. When someone doubles down on something that's failing, that clench can get stronger and it doesn't solve the problem you had in the first place. When you're feeling rumblings of shame, check in on whether those feelings should get in the way of bigger choices you're making around your stuff and your space. Waste guilt, though maybe obligation is a better word, can also come up when you feel the mere act of throwing something away that you never used, underused, or just no longer use is, quote, bad for the environment. It's as if you're already mentally deciding that if something doesn't get thrown away, I'm not contributing to a problem in the environment. But you already bought it, own it, and store it. As I've said to many people, if you've made a decision to let go of something and you've exhausted all responsible outlets, so you decide to keep it instead of throwing away, well, then you're subletting your space to a landfill. Remember, call to action here is if you're feeling that letting go of something is wasteful, go deeper to see what emotional reaction you're really trying to avoid is. I'd love to hear in the Facebook group what this post brings up for you and whether you find this relatable. Remember, you're here because you made a choice to bring your head, heart, and body all in the same direction, to let go of things and have smoother systems in your home. If it was easy, you'd be done by now.